page 112. 1. Reading. B. Read for main ideas. Read the article. What kinds of information does the writer question in terms of its accuracy? Why is information sometimes not accurate? Establishing the truth. How accurate are news reports?
Following one of the worst natural disasters in recent U.S. history, Hurricane Katrina, journalists and newscasters swarmed the area to report on the extraordinarily terrible events. There were stories of chaos, widespread looting, gunshots, murders, and other violent crimes. While there was indeed disorder, it turned out that much of the initial reporting was either exaggerated, misleading, or plain wrong. The murder victims didn't materialize, and it became apparent there was no widespread increase in violent crime either. This episode raises some important questions. How does such news get reported? Can we believe what we hear on breaking news, or is news reporting so overstated that we are being at best misinformed and at worst deceived? How do we ultimately know whether any of the so-called facts in a news report are true or misrepresented? And perhaps more importantly, how can we verify what we read or hear in news reports? In the case of Hurricane Katrina, a complex mix of circumstances may have created a degree of misinformation. Immediately after the storm, power outages and breakdowns in communication systems caused news blackouts, making reliable information extremely difficult, if not almost impossible, to establish. News was spread by word of mouth, and it seems that facts became distorted as they were passed along. However, some of the blame may also lie with how news organizations operate. On air 24/7, they are under pressure to fill airtime and win viewer ratings by being the one with the hottest or latest story. It is easy to see how, under such pressure, events are reported without the facts being painstakingly checked. Such distortions are not limited to headline news events. During an election year, one takes for granted that candidates try and boost their ratings in the opinion polls in an effort to swing the race. The public is used to hearing claims from candidates, such as how their policies have led to an increase in manufacturing jobs, or how the opposition has created massive national debt. What the public is never quite certain of is what is truth, half-truth, or untruth. Not surprising, then, that an entire industry exists to answer these very questions. Enter the fact-checkers, who check the claims that are made and the accuracy of the statistics that are presented. Indeed, websites have sprung up whose business is purely and simply to check information in the public sphere, whether it be in a news report, a magazine article, or an urban myth. Other consumer sites aim to reduce the level of deception in politics, and some claim to be able to show the extent to which you can believe certain speechmakers. Cable networks also realize that the public is increasingly concerned about being able to trust what they hear and use slogans to impress on their viewers the fact that they present honest news that is balanced and without bias. While many have jumped on the bandwagon of truth, one enterprising website has done the complete opposite. Rather than publish verifiable facts, it prides itself on featuring satirical news stories, which are completely fabricated. Unfortunately, not all media outlets have realized this, and on occasion, they have cited reports from the website as though they were true. Sorting fact from fiction just became even more of a challenge.